Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about June 1st cattle on feed implications. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Extension Economist. So, Dr. Maples, we're talking about the latest cattle on feed report and implications for cattle markets. What numbers stand out in the latest cattle on feed report?
Thanks, Amy. The latest USDA cattle on feed report showed another year-over-year increase in the total number of cattle on feed. So this was the 18th consecutive month that we've seen a cattle on feed number larger than the same month the previous year. And it was also another largest ever stat, and that the report showed the largest number of cattle on feed for any June on record going back to 1996.
And how big was the increase, and what is causing it?
Well, there were about 4.1% more cattle on feed this June 1st than there were last year. 4% may not sound like a lot, but it works out to about 450,000 head more cattle in feedlots this year than last year. And the primary reason remains the larger number of calves available this year. USDA estimates that the 2017 calf crop was 800,000 head larger than it was in 2016. There have been some placement timing differences this year that have had an impact on seasonal placements, but the underlying driving factor remains the larger calf crop.
Was Mississippi's calf crop larger in 2017?
It was. So USDA estimates the number of calves born in Mississippi during 2017 to be about 20,000 head more than it was in 2016. So that's about a 5% increase. And this trend was similar around the country. As a state, Mississippi ranked 31st in the number of calves born last year. Of the 30 states with larger calf crops, only 7 experienced year-over-year decrease.
And what about the total placements number in the report?
Placements came in basically flat when compared to May of last year. However, they were much higher than pre-report expectations that were anticipating about a 4% decrease in the number of placements.
Now tell me about the marketing rate.
The marketing rate was very well anticipated, unlike the placements number. And it came in right at 5.4% above 2017 levels. In total, the number of cattle marketed during the month of May was 105,000 head larger than it was during May of 2017. And the marketing rate continues to be a bright spot for the industry, as it's helping to keep feedlots current and to avoid a backlog of cattle in the feeding sector.
So I know there has been discussion in the news about China imposing new tariffs on U.S. agriculture. Will Mississippi cattle producers be affected?
Great question. U.S. beef has been on the last two lists of retaliatory tariffs by China on products from the U.S. That tariff is announced to be at least an additional 25%. So tariffs are effectively a tax by a government on foreign goods. This tariff would make U.S. beef cost 25% more in China than it currently does. However, I really don't expect the beef tariff in particular to have much effect on our cattle markets here in the U.S. And the reason why is that we just don't export a lot of beef to China or enough for it to make much of a difference. The Chinese market is relatively new. We just regained access to it in 2017. And during the first 4 months of 2018, we exported just under 7 million pounds of beef to China. Which sounds like a lot, but it's actually less than 1% of our total beef exports during that time period. Perhaps the more important story here is that it could delay the growth of U.S. beef exports to China.
So increased supplies of cattle continue to build in feedlots. What does the second half of the year look like overall for cattle markets?
I think we're going to see some downward pressure on cattle markets in the second half of 2018, combined from a few different sources. But I don't expect it to be a drastic decline. We usually see some seasonal pressure on cattle markets when the large numbers of spring calves hit the markets in the early fall. I think that will be the case this year. This year, the seasonal decline started a little early for the live cattle market because of the timing of placements into feedlots earlier in the year. The marketing rate will continue to be the important factor to watch, I think. If cattle continue to move through feedlots at decent live prices, then we can work through these larger supplies without a dramatic decline in feeder prices.
Thanks so much. Today we've been speaking with Extension Economist Josh Maples. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.